Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm called the Big Game Hunter because I coach people and organizations to play their game big. And this is a video that I'm doing that's designed to talk to you as a hiring organization about being more effective and more competent. Now, the impetus for this video was a recent call I was on with a hiring manager with HR, where clearly there was a disconnect between the HR organization and the hiring manager. The HR organization was trying to encourage the hiring manager into making quick decisions. And the hiring manager clearly was resistant to doing that, which let me as a recruiter know that this hiring manager was going to take a very lackadaisical approach to hiring because they wanted to find the perfect person, but what they were describing was pretty generic. Now, I'm a sales professional, and what I try to do is help organizations play big and be effective in what I do. And I'll simply say, if you're a hiring manager, I want you to wake up to the fact that people have lots of choices, that other organizations are going to pick them up. And you can say, well, I really don't care. I want to find the right person. Well, why haven't you been working on this all along? What's your network like that you can't pull someone in on your own that would want to work for you? If your network and your way of doing things was so effective, why aren't you just able to make 3 phone calls, get 2 interviews, and hire this person without me? The answer is the problem exists with the hiring manager. HR was trying to encourage this person to get to understand that the market right now is very strong and talented people have options, and they're not going to go through this lengthy review process that takes 6 months for someone to make a decision. Nor do I have any interest in being involved in that either. I've got other things to do, and I've got my own bills to pay without doing social work that's unpaid for. So, as a contingency recruiter, I have to figure out where it is I'm going to invest my time. And this hiring manager didn't really look like a good choice for me because they're not really clear. When a hiring manager gives me a spec that is so generic, and when I try and pin them down, there's really very little more that they give me. And it's clear that I'm dealing with someone with an analytical personality. It's going to be tough, and I don't have the time. Nor do you as an HR professional have the time to provide service to this person. What was funny to me was right after the call, I got a message from the HR person saying that someone else was going to be my point of contact for this search, and which let me know he didn't want it on his books as an open rec, that he wanted to pass it off to someone else rather than have it be a stain on his record. So he gave it to the new guy. So I'll simply say, if you're a hiring manager, you need to smarten up fast and figure out what it is you need in a new person and get clear about it. Hiring should take 6 to 8 weeks these days, tops. That assumes, of course, you have a reasonable requirement. If you don't, fix it. Fix what needs to be analyzed beforehand rather than calling in the cavalry. Because all that happens is when guys like me, when women who are in search get involved with a requirement, we all have an expectation that what we're going to do is going to bear some fruit. And rightly so. We're asked to work for free. And when we talk about, you writing a check as a retainer to justify our time, you guys all go, oh, no. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm not working on this. Why bother training someone for free and then have them hire them from someone else? So I'll simply say, folks, get clear about what you need and the timeline for hiring. It's not like the miracle person is going to walk in. At the end of the day, you've got a job to do and a requirement to fill, and this isn't the supermarket with lots of items on the shelf. Only one person is going to fit that particular need. Oh, yeah. Fit. I'm going to just get this out of the way again, like I always do. You folks are not equipped to evaluate for fit. You know, tell me about this, the measurements that you're using to evaluate for fit that don't involve bias. You know, it's not like you're giving people standardized tests to determine their psychology, nor have you tested your own people for that. So don't give me this nonsense about we want someone who fits in. That basically tells me we want a homogeneous environment of people who look just like you and act just like you. And that's not really going to serve you. You want complementary personalities, and most of you aren't equipped to evaluate that. Stick to skills evaluation, and you will go a lot further, a lot faster, and be a lot more effective. Sorry, I have to always get that rant in because it drives me crazy when firms talk about fit and then, you know, they wind up being sued for discrimination later on. They don't understand why. I'm Jeff Aupin. Hope you found this helpful. My website is thebiggamehunter.us. There's a lot more there that will help you as a hiring manager or HR professional be more effective. And I also want to tell you, I'd love to help you fill positions. I'm not as big a pain in the ass as I sometimes seem in these videos. I'm actually quite good at what I do. Call me at 646-374-8656 or email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. And if you'd like me to coach a hiring manager, I'd be happy to do it. I am going to charge you for the service. I want to help you and your organization play the game big. Hope you have a great day. Take care.